anniversary of Pat Bradley's return to the zone. This will always be the official return. You can go by your dates, but I like to go by National Signing Day as the official return.
Oh, that's right, because the...
You almost got stolen by the place down the hall.
Flip-flop back and forth.
Yeah, you dirty dog.
It's just that jack wagon. I cannot quit him.
It was that final...
I forgot you when I walked.
Final foot rub I gave him, but put him over the edge and kept him from the Heartbeat Studios and got him down the hall to where he belongs.
You know, I just... My life would have been a lot different sitting around listening to some Whitney Houston, may she rest in peace.
She's dead.
I've got to believe it was that luxurious suite they gave you here.
Wednesdays with Wally is presented by Dultec Timber Corporation, the developer of Little Rock's Chenal Valley and Red Oak Ridge in Hot Springs. Learn more at Chenal.com.
Actually, Wally, it was the little addition of the no windows. That's what put it over the edge.
Gave
for me.
Total privacy. Nobody can sniper you.
Good point, Wally.
All right, we are going to be joined at the bottom of this hour by Trey Biddy of Hogsports.com. He will fill us in on Arkansas's recruiting class. The couple of big news, I guess, items today. KJ Hill officially is going to be a Buckeye.
What?
So he is joining the national championship team. We've got some sound with him. We will play coming up on his decision as to why he decided to go play for Urban Meyer. But I will say this, if you can't figure it out, I can't help you on it.
I just saw the kid yesterday, 2 days ago. Yeah. He didn't look like he was committing to Ohio State to me.
I guess the gray and red outfit didn't give it away.
You know, last week, by the way, he was 9 for 9 from the field in a basketball game.
I don't care.
Didn't
anymore.
Miss a shot.
He's not relevant to me anymore. Anyway, we will play the sound, though, as to get a little insight into his decision-making.
Yeah, tell you.
Hey, nice job recruiting over there, tough guy.
He was worth all.
He wouldn't take my money.
He was worth all the work they went to get him.
In your defense, he'd already decided before you got to him the other day.
I figured it out this way, guys.
It's just a little too late.
You know, it worked with Will Gregg. I could take probably a lot of credit for that.
You could probably take a lot of credit for that. Now, whether or not he's going to pan out is yet to be seen. So
KJ
I would hold
Hill,
off
no.
before you do that.
Kayvon Allen, no.
Listen, I just want KJ Hill to know this. If it doesn't work out at Ohio State, in the same way it didn't work out for LT Tenpenny over at Alabama, in the same way it didn't work out for Mitch Mustade at USC.
You put in a good word for him at UCA?
I'm pretty sure Arkansas would be happy to have you down the road.
Who
so
wouldn't?
That's okay. You could sit a year and come back.
Who wouldn't?
Or come down here maybe for your senior season.
You know, I've been thinking about this and a lot over the last week just because of these discussions we've had. And the only issue I have with any of all of this recruiting is you've got to allow the kid to make his decision, and then as a parent or guardian or coach or elder, statesman, mentor, you've got to support that decision. You've got to be responsible enough not to try and put what you feel and what you want and try to have the kid do that. So I'm fine with anybody's decision as long as you help him or her make that decision, and you can recognize once they really have made that decision, you're there to support their decision in any way. And I don't care if a kid goes out of town, out of country. That's the right way it should be done.
Because of you guys' great attitude, at 10:30 today, I'm going to put it behind me, my bitterness. I got a call a couple of months ago, that said, Wally, can we use the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame for KJ Hill to announce where he's going to college? And I said, it will look bad for the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame if he's announcing he's going out of state.
Yeah, you can't have that.
So I had the personal assurance that no, he's committing to Arkansas. So we, which usually rent the facility, let him use it for free, got a big crowd there, and he committed to Arkansas. I feel a little used, but by 10:30 this morning, I'm putting it behind me.
Yeah, I guess that's a very strange set of... That whole deal was very, very odd. I did it in the library of my high school.
I didn't know you knew where that room was.
Here's the deal.
We used to go there when we cut classes. We used to hide behind the books.
We've talked it to death, but we're going to talk about it one more day. I'm sorry. It's a relevant story. I know there are people out there that are bitter in PO that he's not coming to Arkansas. And look, I'd love to have him on the Hill. It'd be great. But he's not going there. And all I can say is I'm glad he's not going to Alabama. Because guess what? Arkansas is not going to see him unless it's in a bowl game. And at that point, I won't care who he's playing for. So it could have been worse. I am a little bothered by the way he went about it. That's all I've said along the way. But again, at the end of the day, it's his decision to go where he wants. He's a high-profile recruit. And he's going to decide to go to a high-profile program and a team that just won a national title. It's hard for me to begrudge the kid.
He did himself a favor going out of the SEC.
Agreed. Here's the thing. Arkansas runs into the same old issue, and we'll get to that sound in a minute. We'll get to your calls whenever. 10:30, we got Trey Biddy coming up.
Oh, Trey Biddy's coming on? Very knowledgeable guy, that Trey Biddy.
10:30. Among others today. We've got a busy day today, actually, in addition to signing day stuff.
Oh, is that so?
Recap a big Razorback basketball win last night. How are you?
That was that was a heck of a game.
Hey, Pat said, you know what, one out of two ain't bad. He said, I couldn't get the one kid, but I got the other kid to come to Arkansas. So good job for you, buddy. Way to go.
You know what's cool, Justin?
Nope.
Anton?
Oh, no. Drive Time Sports actually announced that KJ Hill signed to committed to Ohio Monday afternoon.
Ohio State,
yeah,
yes. There have been reports. It wasn't official until today.
He'll be worth it to him.
Here's the thing. Arkansas runs into the same old problem. 21st in the country. Solid position.
Yep.
10th in the SEC. I mean, that's the way it goes. The one school that really stands out to me so far in what I've seen is Tennessee. I certainly expected them to do well. I expect Butch to be in there for a while. I expect him to do good work. I don't understand why or how Tennessee had such a great recruiting class.
Can I tell you
all
why?
Of a sudden, yeah.
Tennessee is bellied right up next to the hottest recruiting man. And I understand you can throw all the stats at
Georgia.
Me. That LSU or the state of Louisiana per capita has the most NFL players currently playing in the NFL. The state of Louisiana, I get that. I understand that. That is a fact. California, the state of California has X amount of, Texas X amount. But when you look at the end of the day, and this
Florida.
Statistic will never, ever, ever fail, the SEC teams sign more players out of the state of Georgia than any other state in the United States of America. So the state of Georgia they are represented more on rosters and signing day.
They produce 50 to 60 high D1 players a year.
We go through
it's
the numbers.
It's amazing.
We'll
this
look at them again.
Usually high 50 in the SEC.
We'll look at them again tomorrow. It'll be Georgia again. They consistently are there. It's incredible.
Yeah.
So when you think about Arkansas, I don't always look at how many 5-stars did you get, how many 4-stars did you get. We talked about it yesterday. No 5-stars played in the Super Bowl yesterday. None.
I know.
I mean, on Sunday. None.
Yep.
Okay. So, actually, no 4-stars, 3-stars, or 2-stars played yesterday because there wasn't a game.
It's like 12% of 5-stars going into college actually make it to the NFL.
Yeah. 12%. So, I mean, at the end of the day, wow. It is very much about how do I evaluate and how do I develop. And I think Brett Bielema is a proven winner in both those departments. The other thing is, how much did I fulfill my needs? That's what I always look at on signing day. Did you get solid D-tackle if you need a D-tackle? Did you get a good quarterback if you need a good quarterback? Did you get running backs? Arkansas need a D-lineman, right? You look at who they're losing. I mean, yeah. Spate's your big loss, Flowers your big loss, and Filon. So it's all on the defensive side, which is what we've been focused on for a long time.
You know, let me go back to your point about the 5-stars and 4-stars, because that's true with the NFL on Sundays. But more importantly, what we're looking at is college football on Saturdays. And correct me if I'm wrong, I heard during that broadcast, there were over, I think Ohio State had like over 55 5-star or 4-star athletes. And Oregon had, maybe that's a little too high. I think overall the game, but Ohio State had like almost double of those 5 4-star athletes than Oregon had. So it does matter,
maybe
on that level. And Trey Biddy can answer this a lot better than we can. But I know I heard that stat. I think it matters on that level. But when you get to the NFL. It's such a different animal.
You know why I'm interested in this? Because it's competitive. It is its own game, and people look at your program differently if you're at the top of the recruiting rankings. It is its own season. It is the lifeblood of the program. That doesn't mean you can't win with a bunch of 3 and 4-stars, because I've seen teams do it. But
Oregon.
You also are thought of differently if you can nail down a ton of 5s and 4s. It matters. It makes a difference because
of
the way your perception
no
is
question.
Among high school athletes and other colleges.
You can't dispute, though, that the results are on the field. Alabama is in contention every year because they just keep reloading.
I'm not completely discounting. I'm saying it doesn't mean everything.
Sure.
It certainly has relevance.
You can point to Oregon as a situation where they don't have to win. They've proven they can win without those huge, huge kind of recruits because of the style and the system that they play. Will they have it in a national championship? Probably not.
What was Auburn's recruiting class the couple years before they were the runner-up, I wonder? I bet it was pretty good.
It was very good.
But was it top 2, 3? I bet not.
I think, again, I got to point back to the scheme, though. I think if you've got such a genius on the sidelines.
Again, you just made my point. It doesn't mean everything.
No, it doesn't mean everything. Absolutely right. If it did, right, then
Arkansas
Bama would
never
lose.
Yeah, and Arkansas would never win.
Right.
So, All right, for those of you who can't stand this kind of thing, I'm sorry, it's relevant, it's news, okay? The most high-profile recruit in Arkansas, or one of them at least.
Yeah, I would think so.
I mean, it's KJ Hill. The other guy is the quarterback, well, and you got him.
Ty Story,
he's already there.
He's off the charts.
So that's good, that's great. But so is KJ Hill by most people's standards. So hold your nose for the next minute and a half, and I'm going to play the sound. I'm curious.
But what do I say about wide receivers, though?
Dime a dozen.
Don't cry as hard for wide receivers as you would have for, like, a Ty Story.
Oh, could not agree more with that. I agree 100%. Because guess what? I don't care who your receiver is. Even Randy Moss, I mean, Tom Brady's the one constant. That's the reason that New England's where they are.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm pretty sure that Seattle would be happy to do away with two receivers over Russell Wilson. So
you ain't lied about that, my man.
Anyway,
I wonder how many stars Brandon Burlesworth was coming out.
And again, but he's the exception, not the rule. You don't see a lot of those guys. You don't see a lot of those guys.
The guy that made the interception to win the game the other day?
Well, small college guys.
Small ball.
In some cases, it's not always about how highly they think of your athletic ability, too. I mean, sometimes if they go to a Division II, there may be an academic issue. If they go to a JUCO, there may be an academic issue they have to clean up. But there's a ton of talent. I mean, you saw the guy. I mean, look, the guy that made the pick that won the game the other night, I guarantee he couldn't have been more than a 2 or 3 star.
No, there wasn't. And you look at that position, cornerbacks, and it's such a bang-bang, high athletic. If you're trained up, and if you got a good coaching staff, and you say, here's what you got to do. We basically have 5 seconds that you have to be on alert. If you see the receiver do this, you do that. That's exactly what they did with that defensive back.
When we discussed this on the other show, Matt Jones never goes, how many stars is he? He always goes, what's his 40?
Yeah, but that's not the most important thing either, because I saw Batman Carroll run. I saw Batman Carroll run a 4.25 or whatever he ran. He couldn't cover his own shadow. That's not everything. Here's what I'm curious about. Who's recruiting him? Because if there's one thing I trust, it's Urban Meyer's evaluation. It's Nick Saban's evaluation. It's Gus Malzahn's evaluation. It's Will Muschamp's evaluation, by the way. Now that he's the DC, they got the biggest recruit in the country, according to ESPN. Stole him away from Florida. Will Muschamp's old stomping grounds. And by the way, saw this kid on ESPN. Big, strong, talented, sharp kid. Did a heck of an interview. In fact, I've seen a lot of college athletes that can't do an interview like this kid. He was impressive.
Time in and time out, I will take a guy who has a high level of intelligence because you can reason with that. You understand? You know you can develop a scheme based on his intelligence versus anything. Versus a guy, I mean, you could have all the jumps, all the speed, all the quickness in the world, but if you're falling for every kind of trick in the book, well,
my old buddy Nathan Christian used to say, if you run a 4.25 and you don't know what you're doing, all you're doing is running yourself out of the play faster.
That's a good point.
Welcome, Batman Carroll, and goodbye, Batman Carroll.
That's a good point.
You know, hard, fast rule SEC passed like 4 years ago. You cannot get more than 25 kids.
Yeah, what's the deal there?
Well,
what Tennessee signed, 35?
They're at 27 right now and climbing.
What is the deal? I don't get that. We'll have to ask Trey about that.
It's called a blue shirt year.
So you can bring them on campus.
What if you only have red and white in your color scheme?
Well, it's been around. New Mexico State actually started it. They found the loophole.
Iowa used to call it a gray shirt. They had gray shirts
on their
team.
No, that's a different one.
Different deal.
It still is a gray shirt.
What's that?
Still
gray shirt is, you like say there's a senior this year. You don't have a scholarship for him. He can't enroll until next January.
But he practices with the team?
He can walk on.
He can walk on.
But he can't get a scholarship to the second semester
of next year.
What a wicked deal.
It's a wicked web we have weaved.
This blue shirt's even more weird.
Okay, what's the deal there?
You can go to summer school, pay your own way, go to summer school both sessions, and if you're eligible in August, you go on scholarship, but you count against the next year's total.
That's unbelievable.
So, like, next year they can only recruit 23?
And that's what these guys are doing. I mean, South Carolina's at 30 commitments right now.
It's very weaselly.
And don't forget how they always say, it's amazing how we're trying to add up the scholarships, and everybody in Everly says, it's always going to work out. The numbers always work out, because right now on Tennessee's campus, I'm sure Butch Jones knows there are three guys who are not going to make the grade. They're going to have to, they're flunking out.
Yep.
Two guys... I haven't announced it yet, but are on drug program probation. They're going to have to.
Who are they? Tell us.
I don't know who.
But the thing is, too, you can still only sign 25. It doesn't matter how many guys leave the program. You can only sign 25 to a class unless you work the loophole. We talk it all the time with Calipari. Who walks the gray areas better than anybody? He does. And apparently some of these coaches in college football are doing the same thing. We'll talk with Trey about that coming up.
It is amazing.
Again, let me reset the table on this again. I'll try not to get distracted this time. For those of you who need to hold your nose, feel free. For those of you who need to change the channel, look, go ahead. I'm sorry. It's news. We report news here. The KJ Hill thing's disappointing, sure. but it's relevant. He's one of the highest profile recruits, not only in Arkansas, but in the country. And I was curious about his decision to go to Ohio State. I applaud Trey for going over to get him. Jeremy Muck, you'll hear his voice in there, too.
Muck's in there?
He just got seen in public again after that loss on Sunday. Muck.
KJ, why Ohio State?
Ohio, when I went to Ohio State, it was a great fit for me. You know, that was my first time going on official up there, but they showed me a good time, and I loved it up there. And I got a great relationship with the coaches now, and I've been knowing Coach Ash. He's been trying to get me up there for the longest, so he finally did that and just changed everything for me.
When you committed back in September at the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame to the Arkansas Razorbacks, did you ever think that you'd be changing that commitment?
I really didn't. At the time, I really didn't. I was happy with everything, but, you know, stuff changed and had to do something else.
What changed?
Just coachings and just stuff like that, just different stuff.
What has this process been like for you? I mean, it's obviously been a whirlwind for you just the last couple of months. What has this process been like for you now that it's over? How you feel right now?
It's been a long process. You know, it was a good problem to have. You know, I was just very blessed to go through the process, and, you know, I enjoyed it through my time. Now it's time to get to work.
When did you finally decide on Ohio State?
Sunday. I committed Sunday.
Silent?
Yeah, silent.
What did Brett Bielema say? Have you talked to him at all since then?
I've been talking to them since. They just hit me up this morning talking to me and stuff. You know, they was just saying I can always go be a Razorback, you know, all the stuff like that. So
they never pulled their offer from you?
Nah, I always had an offer. I don't know. People said I didn't have an offer. That wasn't true.
What is it about Ohio State that set them apart from everything else?
Just the tradition up there. I loved it. And I like the offense. And, you know, coming into three great quarterbacks, that would be a good advantage to me. And the relationship that Urban Meyer has with the receivers, because he's a receivers coach, and I loved it. So that's what really got me.
It is kind of interesting that he verbally commits to Arkansas in the most public way, in one of the most hallowed halls in all of the state.
Yes.
And then he commits to Ohio State silently and quietly without so much as a tweet.
You don't know everything that went on, but it's hard.
I do too! It's hard. I know everything!
It's just hard for me to believe that the coaching change. What was the coaching change?
Jim Chaney, that had nothing to do
with it. Well, there hadn't been anybody hired yet, so that can't really have much to do with
it. Well, and Enos has been in place for 2 weeks. I mean, it's not like it's like, I don't have time to evaluate the new OC, so I'm not going there. I mean, that's not.
I just don't think that because.
Look, just say what you mean. The national champion wanted me, and I'm going to be with the national champions. I get three. Look, everything you said makes sense. I get that. I understand why Ohio State was attractive, but you should have. You knew all those things. You knew they were after you before they won a national championship. You knew they were going to have solid quarterback play next year. You knew that Urban Meyer was the receivers coach before you committed verbally in front of everybody and asked for all the attention. Look at me moment. And then you flip the
script. I don't want to make Wally feel any worse.
Please, but he
got 6 minutes.
I like P.O. Wally.
He allowed us to talk till 10:30 about it.
I guarantee this entire call-in tomorrow is going to be
And Wally, because I know you're kind of still upset about it, and I don't
My
really.
My feelings are hurt.
All right, here's the deal. Until we, I'm including myself, I'm including you, just everybody, until we make a point to say, no, we won't have a press conference for you to announce where you're committing. The only thing we'll have, and this is what I had. I had a press conference to announce where I signed. I had the paper in front of me, and they were taking pictures when I signed on the dotted line. Until we say, you know what, who cares where you commit? We'll have a press conference when you sign on the dotted line. I think that would be the only way to make this thing where people don't have a situation where the kid comes in and says, I'm going to Arkansas, and he's not going to Arkansas. Sign on the dotted line, and then we'll let you go.
Have an early signing period.
Early signing period. Oh, you know what, Wally?
Yeah, they need to do that.
Do it today. What's wrong with doing it today in Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame, signing in Arkansas? Say, oh, I want to announce in August. No.
Would Urban Meyer be there?
When you sign, that's when we'll do it.
That's a good idea. Wally, you've learned a lesson. I know that's right.
You know, the next time somebody uses the Hall of Fame for high school, that's what it'll be. It'll be a signing, not a commitment.
Signing, yes, Wally, yes!
You know what? If you would have stood your ground and had a little bit of scruples in the first place, we wouldn't have this problem.
You got to take it until 10:30, Wally.
Greg says, Dominic Greed, the former Camden Fairview star wide receiver, committed to the Hogs, and he's a good one. I have no doubt in my mind Arkansas is going to get plenty of good wide receivers. I'm not losing 1 ounce of sleep over, well, frankly, I'm not losing any sleep over KJ Hill or anyone else for that matter. Eric says, you can't tell me KJ was coming to Arkansas to play under Coach Chaney. Yeah, exactly.
I know, right?
Joshua says, quit apologizing for doing your job. I'm not. It's okay. Luke says, I do think the pomp and circumstance KJ put on was inappropriate, even though he's a kid. Still, I think Brad Boulding had a lot to do with KJ's flip. That is another story that is working itself out. Wally, do you have any updates on that?
No, other than it's a personnel matter.
Thank you very much. We're not discussing that.
Well,
I didn't know you worked for North Little Rock High School.
How would the head high school coach, what kind of flip job, is that what you call it?
The rumor is he's not even there anymore.
No, I know.
He's not head coach anymore?
But nobody knows.
But they won't confirm.
Well, again, it's typical personnel. We talked about it yesterday. That's what happened. If I show up tomorrow and Pat's not here, or Pat shows up tomorrow and I'm not here, or Matty T shows up tomorrow and none of us are here, you know what the people downstairs are going to say? Personnel matter, we don't comment.
Will they tell me why you're not here?
Yes, but you're not allowed to say it on the air.
But I feel comfortable in saying the North Little Rock High School coach who's not no longer there will not be on staff at Ohio State next year.
Danny in North Little Rock. KJ's now history. Shap sounds angry interviewing. Yes, he says, now let's talk about Dominique Reed, junior college wide receiver. He's a beast. Everybody's excited about that.
I like his name.
Chris says, you should make a policy at the Buzz not to mention Hill's name again today. He'll no longer be relevant to the state or the U of A. He'll always be relevant to the state because I'm sorry, maybe it's wrong. I mean, we looked at Tenpenny after he went to Alabama, and we updated you on he had zero carries for 0 yards again this week. We're going to do that kind of thing. You know, when Mitch Mustang went to USC, we talked about it. You know what I mean? And you know what? Here's the other thing, too, Wally. One thing, I'm sorry, is when who's the wide receiver from Springdale whose name escapes me right now that ended up in the NFL?
Williams.
Yes, Damien Williams. I didn't hate on the kid. I couldn't fault him. Look, I understand. It didn't work out. Fine.
Great
you know
kid.
What? He is. And when he did well, I was happy for him. I can't hate on the kid. I'm sorry. I know I should.
No,
I know people
I
are bitter about it, but again, you made a great point earlier about KJ. If he was playing at an SEC school, I'd be a little more bothered by it. If he was a guy we had to face every year, I'd be more bothered by it. But these guys went to USC. I don't care. And Damien ends up at Tulsa. I don't care. It doesn't affect me. Why can I not feel good for the kid if he does well?
Tenpenny, Dyer, people don't like him very much.
Well,
Keith Jackson went to a different conference. People love him.
Good point. Great point. Quickly.
I would have liked him seeing a Razorback uniform.
Bobby Joe and then Phil, and then we got to talk.
I would have too.
Hey, were you even born?
Hey.
What's up?
When KJ committed to Arkansas, he had no intentions of ever going to Arkansas. The problem from day one has been the sorriest high school football coach ever, and that's Boldy. He's terrible, and now he's gone. He's the worst coach ever, and that's why he's not at Arkansas.
Hmm.
That's all I want to tell you.
Jeez, okay, Bobby Joe.
Wow.
Blast. Put you on blast.
Who is that?
Not Bobby Joe.
Wow.
Not Edmonds.
No. No. What's up, Phil?
You know, I think that the talk at KJ Hill is just getting old. And we've got 24 young men, 25 young men coming to Arkansas, and 9 out of 10 of them that were from Arkansas committed to Arkansas. Let's talk about them. I want to know more about them.
Well, you know what, Phil? Stay tuned, my friend, because at 10:30, right after this break, we're going to talk all about the guys who did sign with Arkansas. So you're going to get your wish.
It'll be more positive. I appreciate
that
it.
Is.
Thank you.
I'm sorry if you guys don't understand that this is a relevant story and it's a big story, and whether Arkansas gets the big recruit or they lose the big recruit, it's a story, okay? If you want to come up here and we can go over Journalism 101, I'll be happy to teach you. But the thing is, it's a relevant story. And just like Wally, we're all going to move on now to something that's much more interesting to us at the end of the day, though no more relevant, is that the Arkansas class is coming together, and it is a good, solid class, and Trey Biddy will fill us in on who exactly is coming.
I'm sorry. There's something else in play here, though, and Coach Kevin Kelly just sent us a message and how he appreciates that the celebration should be on a signing day, not a commitment day. We've seen time and time again horror stories where these types of things happen. You see it. You see Petrino getting bashed because he's pulling a kid's scholarship at the 11th hour. There has to be a concerted effort from everybody. And I realize it's like the wild, wild west out there when it comes to recruiting. I get it. Football, basketball, it's a wild, wild west mentality. Nobody respects anybody's decision. Nobody believes anybody's decision until you get the signing on the dotted line. If there's a concerted effort from everybody, enough with this hogwash. Nobody cares where you commit because we don't believe you. The celebration of a kid's future is on one day and one day only. You know when it is?
Today. Yeah.
So let's wait all this nonsense, and when the kid signs, that's what matters, not any commitment, because we know there's so many things that change throughout the course of a season.
But Pat, if a kid is true, there are kids who truly commit early on and truly stick
sign
to their
early.
Commitment.
Let them sign early.
I agree, but that's, again, they have to work within the parameters they're allowed right now. I agree that there should
why
be a change.
Why wouldn't they allow a signing early period?
This is why the NCAA should put it in right now, because a commitment is giving your word you're going to do something. So we're allowing kids, we're teaching them it's okay to make a commitment and change.
Right.
Wally, even
if there's an early signing period,
Wally,
we don't have to worry about
it. Over 50% of people don't keep their commitments at the altar. They walk away with divorce. It happens.
Yeah, legal binding,
exactly.
Too. It's not even a, hey, I'll do it. But even Petrino. Petrino says, we got a scholarship for you, kid. If this kid signed in the early signing period, that would be binding. Now, he pulls the kid's scholarship at the 11th hour. Now, the kid's scrambling in the last day of trying to sign with somebody, the last few weeks trying to sign when most teams have signed him. So, it protects the kid early signing period, and it helps the team as well.
We got to go. Do you want to take calls the rest of the show? Because all I got to do is say this. Now that Arkansas's got a great class, is it okay if they play ASU in football now? We'll take calls the rest of the show.
Who's ASU?
I don't know.